Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. My name is Raina Starr. Dorian Wallace has the night off. And you know what time it is. It is the first Friday of the month, which means we are going to bring on our pagan pundit, Taliesin Govanen. But before we do that, a little bit of business as always. If you are new to the show, welcome. We are very happy to have you. Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. Hell, I couldn't get an X if I tried. But if dirty talk, bad language, bodily functions, politics in this instance, or other things I might say you might find offensive, you may not want to listen to this broadcast, especially tonight. Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the one, the only, the incredible one, the wicked one, the wonderful Dorothy Morrison, www.wickedwitchstudios.com. She has all the goods. She has poppets. She has candles. She has oils. She has sprays. She has everything. So if you need to cast a spell and you want a goodie to go with it, I'm telling you, get yourself over to Wicked Witch Studios. And if you need it shipped internationally, check out The Angry Cauldron at www.theangrycauldron.com. But without further ado, here he is, y'all, writer of The Sorceress, Dark of Moon, and several upcoming books, the pagan pundit himself, my buddy, Taliesin Govanen.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everyone doing?
Oh, boy. It's ugly out there, my friend.
It's a loaded question to say, how's it going these days? But hey, you know, I like to live dangerously.
Mm-hmm. So, before we get into several topics, let's talk about your book and what's happening.
Well, some things have happened in my life recently that have thrown everything higgledy-piggledy. Earlier in February, after a successful heart valve replacement surgery, my mom wound up having a post-surgical stroke. It hasn't hurt her ability to communicate or move. She can walk around with a walker, but it's affected her short-term memory and her cognitive functions at times. So she is moving in with us, and we are in the process of getting a house ready for another person. We're going to be finishing half the basement to create a new rec room and an extra bedroom, because one of my kids has given their bedroom up for their grandma. And that's what we've been doing. My book came out, and I haven't had time to promote it. Today I've had a plumber out who just left like 5 minutes ago. Tomorrow is the new carpet installation. Then Sunday we're going to be getting everything ready, because Monday they're installing her cable TV here, and we are having movers bring her bedroom furniture over. So I've been so busy, I haven't been able to really promote the book. It's kind of funny. I've sold a few copies in the UK, and that's always cool. The paperback hasn't come out yet because Amazon's giving me issues over the spacing of the text on the spine, and I just haven't had time to fix that yet. So it's out on ebook on Amazon. It's $2.99. That's not a sale. That is the regular price. The paper book is going to be coming soon. If anybody out there has pre-ordered a paperback copy, I am not going to make you wait until Amazon gets their act together. I am going to order some extra proof copies, which are test copies. After I have the regular book published, I won't be able to sell any of those anymore. So it'll be, someday it could be a collector's item. So that's how I'm going to make sure those people get their stuff. But it's just been crazy. And then, of course, people who watch my Facebook know that this week one of our kitties died. My little gray and white cat, Ozzy, one morning, he just, his back from like the middle of his back on to the end was paralyzed. He couldn't move his back legs. He couldn't move his tail. He had thrown a blood clot and there really wasn't anything to do. And so he had to be put down. So on top of everything else. But the book is out. Go and check it out. You can go to TalisonG.com, and there's a direct link to buy the book on that page in ebook format. You know, and tell you what, anybody who orders a paperback copy through the link on my webpage today or tomorrow, I'll go ahead and get you one of those limited edition proof copies of the book as well. Anything, you know, to, just, it's been crazy. And of course, then we've had all the politics news this week that I've been keeping up on. And it's, I mean, literally, it's just like, it's like, oh, wow, I get to go to sleep and actually, you know, not be standing for a few hours. So,
yes,
it's been crazy. But hey, you know what? My mom and I have always been really close. We've always had a real synchronicity. If there's any of our relatives that had to move in with us, she's the easiest one. She literally has the same kind of twisted sense of humor that I do. When I used to live at home, I would come out and I would find my mom watching Beavis and Butthead by herself. So I can't wait to show her Rick and Morty. So Rick and Morty is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
That's great. That's really great. I'm glad that you're able to do that for her. And, you know, we're sending you lots of love and whatever we can do to help. Absolutely. Just ask.
Always appreciated. Always appreciated. And you know what?
You've been my family for a long time.
Well, I'll tell people out there right now, if you want to do a memorial donation for Ozzy, donate to a Democrat who is trying to take over a Republican seat in the Senate. Because he sat on my lap. He sat on my lap when I did half of these Block Talk radios I've done over the last 6 years. So he's heard a lot of, he heard a lot about my politics. So if you can help us turn the Senate blue, it'll be good.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great way to show, you know, show the love even after they're gone, because they're never really gone, but that's just me.
Oh, no.
But it's been interesting, to say the least.
In the Chinese curse sense,
you know,
I think, yeah.
I will tell you honestly, I have not heard this number of people just having complete meltdowns in quite some time, if ever. You know, we started off with a really wide field, and we had a lot of diversity, more than you'll ever see from the Republican side. And I was so excited that I had such a great number of people to choose from.
Right.
But I have to say, there's something to be said when you're in the middle of a crisis. You are looking for something comfortable, and I get it. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of, well, I'm not voting, from people who have supported any number of candidates and candidates who they continue to support. And I got to tell you, this kind of whining is going to get us another term of Trump. So get your feelings out now, but when the time comes, listen, Auntie Raina ain't going to spare you tonight because I'm over it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have heard from everybody complaining, this one doesn't want to vote for a man. This one doesn't want to vote for that man. This one didn't want to vote for anybody but their candidate, and their candidate's been gone for like 2 months now. I mean, listen, I didn't get my choice, all right? I'm not going to get my choice. That's very, very clear. However, we need to defeat Trump. That is the first and foremost thing. And I do want to talk, and I'm going to make some enemies tonight, so hang on, children. I'm going to say it. Everybody is bemoaning, Elizabeth dropped out. Yes, she did. And Elizabeth suffered with misogyny. Yes, she did. And people were very mean to her and made her very uncomfortable. And she wasn't viable. Okay? However, I am saying right up front, yes, there's misogyny. There is no question. However, don't keep saying, now we'll never have a woman president. Everybody seems to forget. We almost had a woman president.
Right.
Hillary Clinton was almost president. So don't sit there and bemoan that Elizabeth, you know, was our only shot. She wasn't. She didn't even get half as close as Hillary, okay?
Right.
I don't want to hear this whole we didn't like Hillary thing. That was bullshit. You all know that was bullshit now in retrospect, okay? Now people are so freaked out, they're trying to figure out what the sure bet is. Elizabeth could have been it, but maybe not. Maybe she took too many hits. It's possible. We can't use that as an excuse to let everything fall apart, okay? Misogyny was not the only reason she dropped out. It's not. She was not able to carry her state. My understanding from some people is that a lot of people in Massachusetts did not want to lose her as a senator. She also may make a better something in an administration, you know,
right.
Education. That was her thing. She was a teacher, okay? Economics is her thing. There's so many things she can do. Let's encourage whoever wins to bring her on. Even Barack Obama, okay, and I love Barack Obama, okay, my favorite president of my lifetime. When he got elected, he brought people in. He brought Hillary in, the best Secretary of State, I dare say, that we may have ever had. Okay? Incredible.
Right.
Incredible. So, you know, don't give up that we're never going to see a woman president. Again, last time we got closer, but people didn't want to support her because they didn't like her. I'm sorry.
Right.
See, I see that shit, and it makes me lose my friggin' mind because it's bullshit. Other people will run again. And once we get this disaster area, a dumpster fire removed, or moved out, or whatever the hell has to happen to get Trump out of the damn office, we will then feel more comfortable collectively. Listen, I watched the primaries coming out of South Carolina, and they were interviewing young voters. And young voters, I'll never forget this till the day I die, a young woman of color and her friend were talking about who they were voting for. And this one young lady said, I voted for Biden, and here's why. Barack Obama, and we know him, and he knows us, Joe Biden. And they were trying to guess what middle America was going to do. And the young lady said those words. I am trying to figure out what America is going to feel most comfortable with and who they're going to go for. A young person, okay, a young person of color is smarter than a great quantity of the rest of the country. This girl couldn't have been more than 20, okay?
Yeah.
But realizes that winning is what is important, and if people have to be made to feel comfortable, because let's face it, Bernie is going to have problems getting disenchanted Republicans to his side. They don't like the word socialist. It's childish, but that's who these people are. But they will vote for Biden. I'm amazed.
You know,
I'm hearing this all over the place.
Well, it's obvious that that young woman that you saw on that show, she understands tactical voting way more than a lot of the older white folks who are saying my candidate or bust are saying. You know, tactical, you know, voting isn't just, you know, what I say is in the primaries, I follow my heart, and in the general, I vote blue. And even after all this happened and my many, many issues with Bernie Sanders over the years, I said I will never vote for Bernie Sanders unless he is the nominee. So, you know, that is my stance. I know that there's a lot of Bernie folks who are extremely pissed off that all of us Liz Warren fans aren't flocking to them now. And when I try to explain to them why, they immediately dismiss it and gaslight the fuck out of all the problems people have had. So I'm just done even trying to explain to them why, other than just saying, go fuck yourself. But anyway, the thing is, too, I want to say, before we get in any farther, I want to say one thing here. I've been seeing a lot of people who've been trying to push a bullshit argument, and it sounds logical, but it is bullshit for one reason. People say Hillary was a centrist and she lost against Trump. Biden's a centrist, therefore he will lose against Trump. There's one big thing. We do have a real misogyny problem in this country. We have a misogyny problem on the left that as soon as we get rid of the Nazi in chief, we really need to start dealing with. It is way past time to deal with this shit.
Agreed.
And once we put out the dumpster fire, it's time to focus on that. But the one thing I will say, if you got to have a centrist, if it's someone like Joe, there's a lot of misogynistic men in the Democratic Party who would not turn out to vote for Hillary, but they'll vote for Joe. In places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, places that Trump actually carried by slim margins last time, these guys are going to turn out to vote for Joe. They would never vote for a woman. They'll vote for Joe. They're fuckwads, and they need to get a fucking clue, but that's the reality. So people who are running around with their hair on fire saying, oh, my God, it's the end, it's not. It may not be sexy. It may not be exciting, but he is in a stronger position than Hillary was. Just because he's a penis bearer, as much as that pains me to say. So,
well, that's not the only reason, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's not just that. But Joe has been around.
Can't push him over.
Listen, Joe's been around longer. He's been around longer, and he was Barack's guy. And there's a lot to be said for being Barack Obama's guy. And, you know, listen, he's not. Joe Biden, first of all, it's not over yet. Bernie could pull it out, and I will vote for Bernie happily. I will happily vote for Bernie. I will happily vote for Joe, because either one of them is going to be – listen, a cheese sandwich would be better than what we've got.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is it true or is it not true?
Cheese.
So let's focus.
A moldy cheese sandwich would be better than what we got.
There you go. But it's the truth, because, you know, yes, I didn't get – let me tell you something. Biden wasn't even on my list as acceptable. Okay.
Right.
In my little mind, I had my string of people that I said, okay, if this one doesn't get it, I want this one. If this one doesn't get it, I want this one. If this one doesn't get it, all the way down the line. Half the people that were running, I don't even remember their names. Someone had to remind me over the weekend that Tulsi Gabbard is still in this. Huh? Okay.
Well, as long as Putin's writing the check, she'll keep running. So, you know.
Well, American Samoa went for her and Bloomberg, and I went, is American Samoa, like, paying attention, or are they, like, on a remote island, don't get the news? I thought they had, like, internet and shit, but what do I know?
Well, I hear the weed is really good out there. That could explain it, but, you know.
That could. That would have to be a lot of good weed, though. But, see, but my point is, I didn't get my first choice. I didn't get my second choice. I didn't get my third choice. And I'm probably not going to get my fourth choice either. So, really? I mean, listen, you saw what I went through last time. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I have not had but maybe 5 or 6 weeks of good sleep in the last 5 years because of this. Close to it. I am constantly stressed. The people around me are stressed, because whether or not you even support the Democrats, the air is so heavy with fear and concern over what this fucking piece of shit is going to do next. That everyone, I think that's probably why we're more hyper than usual and more emotional than usual. I think we're all so scared and trying to figure out, you know, well, we love them, so therefore they must be the best person. I don't know. I'm going to tell you I don't know. What I do know is the Supreme Court, it is perilous It is a perilous
right.
thing right now. And I will take the most fucking centrist Democrat you can give me as long as Trump goes. We can work out the liberal shit later, quite frankly.
Right.
There's also one other thing I want to point out that has radically pissed me off every time I see somebody tell me Bernie or no.
Right.
And that is the fact that still, all these years later, didn't happen in 2016, hasn't happened now. If you want to run as a Democrat, fucking join the party. Stop the
right.
bullshit. He's not a Democrat, people. If he wants
right.
the support, and he's lucky he was allowed to run as a Democrat, to be quite honest. He's not
right.
joined the party. I don't know if people even realize that. It's like, I want you to support me. I don't want to join your club, but I want your people to back me. Think about that for a minute.
Right.
If you went up to somebody and said, I want all your people to back me, but I don't want to be part of you.
Right.
That's
and
so great.
He spent his entire
That's
career
so
attacking. And when you attack the Democratic Party your entire career, you're not going to get the warmest welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen,
and,
there's misogyny,
yeah.
there's rigging, there's all kinds of this shit. I'm not going to lie. I know the
right.
Democrats have problems. A lot of people have left the party to become independent. But my feeling is, if you're going to jump ship, don't bitch about what happens to what you've left behind, because you're not here
exactly.
fighting it.
Exactly. And I also want to spray a fire extinguisher on another type of hair on fire response, because right now the burners are working their damnedest to try to make sure Joe Biden loses in the fall by questioning his mental health and all this stuff. But I'll tell you this. Joe Biden may not have the best record on a lot of the stuff that we believe in, but I can tell you this, he's enough
right.
of a party guy. He's enough of a party guy that if a Democratic-controlled House and a freshly Democratic-controlled Senate passes a bill for cannabis legalization, Medicare for all, gun reform, any of this stuff, he will sign it. He is not going to veto something that was written and passed by the popularly elected Democrats from this country. He won't. He may try to work behind the scenes to make it look more like what he likes, but the end result is that he will sign the bills that the Democratic Congress puts through. So if people really want to try to make sure that things like Medicare for All happens, then what you need to do is stop assaulting people who aren't part of your little club and go out and work to elect progressive candidates who will write that Medicare for All bill, who will vote for that cannabis legalization bill, people who will vote for that free college bill, people who will co-sponsor these bills, shepherd them through, help them become law. Because the president can only do so much, people. That's what I've been trying to say. Bernie has a lot of great ideas, but if he can't get the Congress to go along, he ain't going to achieve jack shit. And I got to tell you, the reason why I've never been a big Bernie fan is I've always felt that he's on the right side of the issues, but he doesn't play well with others. He's a purist. He demands my way or the highway quite often. And if that happens, if we had a president come in, well, let me say, if we had another president who came in who said, my way is the highway, and if you don't do what I like, I'm taking my ball and going home and vetoing everything, that would actually discredit the entire progressive movement. Because you would say, okay, we elected this guy, we elected the socialist, what's he gotten done? Nothing. Your ideas don't work. And it would set the entire progressive movement back. That is my big hesitation there. Like I said, though, I'll vote for him if he's the nominee. But the thing is that Bernie has a hard ceiling in the Democratic Party. He has not expanded his base. That is obvious. And all of his predictions for his campaign bringing a groundswell of new young voters didn't happen. Super Tuesday happened, one of the biggest contests in the primary, and the amount turnout was through the roof. I mean, Texas had twice the amount of people show up for their primary this time than happened 4 years ago. Turnout was through the roof,
yeah.
but young people were part. There were plenty of young people but they didn't increase their numbers. The same people who were with Bernie 4 years ago are still with him, but they haven't really expanded it to their friends and to the masses of potential voters that we have. So the entire idea that, oh, I'll be swept in on such a groundswell of support, the Congress will have to do what I want, that's not going to happen. Even if he eked his way in, it's not going to happen. But like I said, Bernie's at a hard level of support. And folks, anybody listening, I can dig what it's like to be passionate about a candidate. I was passionate about Elizabeth Warren, okay? I really genuinely like her. I really genuinely think she could be a transformative figure in American politics. But I knew the way to get people to pay attention to Elizabeth Warren was to talk about her plans, how good they were, how sensible they were, how workable they were, to show that, yes, some of these ideas are radical, but there are ways we can get this done, and to try to get that across to people. I didn't take the attitude that I see so often. I mean, I tell you, on my social media feed, I've got a lot of Bernie fans. And the most common themes I'm seeing are, if you don't support Bernie, you're stupid. If you don't support Bernie, you're a corporate stooge. If you don't support Bernie, then you're just a closet Republican. Nasty. And Elizabeth Warren called that out today. Thank the God for this woman.
She did.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. And you know what? You're not going to expand your base. Bernie could be doing the best job in the world on his end. But if his fan club is making everybody think that if you engage with them and you're a woman, you're going to get doxxed and have rape threats sent to you, guess what? They're not joining your club. Even if they like your positions, they're not joining your club because you're fucking assholes. You're obnoxious. And it's just, it's, and the thing is, what's even worse are the Bernie fans who say, they actually have their own conspiracy theory. They say that the bros don't exist and that it's all false stories planted by Russia to discredit Bernie Sanders. It's like, guys, you're venturing into Trumpian territory in bullshit swallowing.
Right.
Okay? It's like, no, the bros are real. I've known hundreds of women who have gotten threatened just for saying something like, tell me about, you know, I'm not impressed with Bernie's records on women's rights. I'm not impressed with Bernie's records on guns. Instead of trying to convince these people, they get threatened, harassed, chased off of social media. And again, one woman actually had somebody sent her a photograph of her 9-year-old daughter with the words "looks tasty" written on the back. And it was taken out of school, literally. They followed this woman, found her kid, took a picture, and threatened to do something horrible to her child just because she wrote a piece saying that Bernie wasn't making this case. Okay, so if you want to know why Bernie Sanders is going to lose, and he is going to lose, that's why. Because that's the toxic atmosphere that he's created, and it's not and, you know, and people can say Bernie's not doing that. Yeah, but he's casting his entire campaign as saying the people who don't agree with us are evil. And when you get people into the idea that the folks that don't agree with you are evil and working against you,
that's
and
Trump.
Just horrible, that excuses
that's
anything
Trump.
That you do to them. So, yes, Liz Warren needs to talk about that. She really needs to be talking about the misogyny in the Democratic Party. I'm sorry, like I said, we get rid of the Nazi, we got to talk about that. But she's got to talk about this stuff first. She was on the receiving edge of it. And I'll tell you, when Madam Kamala Harris is Attorney General, I hope that she's going to make some very strong statements on the harassment of people over their political views. So, of course, she's going to have a handful of rooting out all the Trump symbols, but you know.
Well, let me interject here a little bit. I like Bernie. I was for Bernie last time. And, you know, when he didn't make it, I was like, okay, I didn't get what I want. I got to do what's right for the country. And, you know, and I found things about Hillary. You know, I was reminded of things like, gee, who came up with single-payer health care in this country? Who was trying to get it done many years ago and got demonized for it? It wasn't Bernie Sanders, my loves. It was Hillary Clinton. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was before a lot of you were born or cognizant.
Right.
You know,
and her first job.
Hillary got a bad. she got bad rap from the Republicans, and they kept beating her and beating on her for years and years and years, and the residual damage leaked into the consciousness of all the people who just, they weren't for her for whatever reason, and that just piled it on, and you bought
right.
the bullshit, because when you repeat a lie enough, sometimes you may not fool everybody, but you will fool some people, because some people want to be fooled. People didn't want
right.
to like her. She wasn't warm and fuzzy. She wasn't particularly funny. She had an odd laugh. She always wore pantsuits.
Right.
They criticized her clothes, her hair, everything,
right.
her laugh, her walk, her husband, who has, I'm sorry, when a guy fucks around, it's on him. It ain't on her. If she stayed
right.
with him, it's because she loved him. And you know what? There's no sin in trying to keep your family together when something,
right.
hit, you know, when some shit goes wrong. More of us than not have been in that situation and have forgiven and been able to move on and have a successful relationship. For whatever reason, I'm not fucking him. I don't care. It's not
right.
my problem. But all the
right.
shit that I'm hearing about now, I like Bernie. It's his intense followers. Not all of his followers. Not everyone is insane. But his
right.
real hardcore, my way or the highway. You know, and Elizabeth said, listen, to an extent, we are all responsible for the people who follow us. We need to keep some kind of an order together where we are not harassing and threatening each other. This is not how you built the party and put it back together. Again, I know people are afraid. I know people felt safe with her. I certainly loved her, but it's not happening. We have
right.
to move on and see the clearest path possible to get. Our first goal is to change the White House and protect the Supreme Court. We must protect it. We must add numbers to it from our side, not theirs. I am fearful for my grandchildren that I don't have yet. You know what
right.
I'm saying? There are there's a case on abortion in the Supreme Court from Louisiana right now. And John
right.
Roberts, as smart as he is listening to these arguments and may actually change the rule of law. So be careful when you say,
right.
I'm not going to vote. Be careful when you say, if my person doesn't make it, I'm voting for Trump, or I'm just going to stay home. Remember, this
yeah.
is not just about a president. It is about keeping the House, regaining the Senate, and trying to rebuild the Supreme Court to where it is even. It's not going to stay this way much longer. Listen, RBG is my queen. I will give her my liver, whatever she needs. Okay?
Yeah.
But we're not going to be able to keep her alive forever. And we are
right.
teetering on a point that we are not going to be able to get back from if we don't do something now. We have to band together. Listen, I understand passion. I had my heart broken repeatedly last time and repeatedly this time, okay? I had
right.
to give up my first, second, third, and fourth probably choice. Not going to get it. It's not going to happen. I didn't want the one we're probably going to get, but you know
right.
what? This is what you're giving me. This is what we're doing.
And let's keep these issues in perspective, too. Anybody out
yeah.
there in
yeah.
radio land, let's keep the issues in perspective. When somebody's like, they don't want to have the same degree of a tax increase as my guy likes. Oh, my God, that's so terrible. All of the Democrats who are running are going to let the children out of the cages. All of the Democrats running mm-hmm. are going to rebuild the Justice Department. They're going to rebuild the SEC to go after Wall Street misdeeds. They're going to rebuild the FBI so that they can go after the Russians who are trying to fuck with our election. Any Democrat, and like I said, any of the Democrats running on day one are going to let the kids out of the fucking cages. So I don't, you know, it's like, yeah. Forgive me if I'm not sympathetic to somebody's woes of incomplete marginal tax rate reform or the speed at which we improve health care in this country. Yes, these things are all important to me, but there are kids in fucking cages right now. There are panels being put together by the Trump Nazis to denaturalize people, to take people who have worked hard, become American citizens, to strip them of their citizenship and kick them out of the country. They are taking people, they are starting to deport soldiers off of the battlefield. They're not even waiting until they get home. They're transferring them out of there to another country and setting them loose with nothing. I mean, there are basic human rights abuses going on. Any of the Democrats are going to stop this. Any of the Democrats are going to safeguard a woman's right to an abortion. Any of the Democrats are going to stop the Islamification of the anti-Islamification of American foreign policy. They will all do the important. They will all root out the Nazis that Trump is putting into government. They will do what we need them to do. And let me tell you something. I love Medicare for All. I know you dig Medicare for All. We all believe we need to have single-payer health care in this country. But I'll tell you, even if we got Liz Warren as president and Bernie Sanders as vice president and a fucking majority in the House and the Senate, guess what? There's going to be so many fires to put out, so many buildings in imminent danger of collapsing in our government that need to be shorn up or rebuilt. I don't know how much the next president's going to get on moving forward. They're going to be working for 4 years to scrape us to where we were 4 years ago, if we're lucky. So again, keep the issues in perspective, because there's a lot more going on. This is not just another election. Even though we've got another centrist Democrat who's going to take the nomination, Joe's going to have his work cut out for him. And I'll tell you this right now, I think I see a lot of Liz Warren fans. What they're throwing themselves into now is telling both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, you guys need a woman running mate. Because, you know, nobody decides to vote for a president not vote for a president usually because of their running mate, okay? If you don't like somebody, you don't like the person. So, but I think that getting a woman in as vice president is the way of scraping. Important. Even if we can't shatter the glass ceiling, we can weaken it. And also, representation matters and that kind of stuff. But also having somebody in the executive branch who's going to say, Joe, don't forget, these people are hurting. They need help. These people are hurting. They need help. Somebody who can play that role. And I personally think Elizabeth Warren could do that incredibly. I would like to see President Biden assign Vice President Warren the task of improving our election security so that Russia can't fuck with it anymore. I'd like to see him have her look have a panel of possibly looking at truth in media and giving people recourse when, you know, just these outrageous propaganda campaigns that are bankrolled by foreign governments, which is illegal, to be able to look into that stuff. I would love to see President Biden put Vice President Warren on, you know, the task of, you know, Wall Street reform and that kind of thing. I mean, you know, people have talked about Liz Warren going into HUD or something like that. No, put her at the head of the if she's not vice president, put her at the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the watchdog group over Wall Street. And that's, you know, and that's what these Warren fans are doing now. We're going to these other guys and saying, listen, you need to pick a woman. We'd like you to pick our woman, but even if it's not ours, pick a woman. Representation is important. So and you know, it's a hell of a lot better than going around and just saying, oh my God, Biden's so icky. So
but see, it can still affect this change. If you go to whoever, and it's not a done deal on who's going to get it. It's not a done deal. Not until the fat lady sings, I haven't even started warming up. So let's just go there. instead of berating everybody that didn't agree with you on a candidate, why don't you approach the person who is the nominee or their constituents, their campaign offices, and nicely put your feedback in. Okay, my person didn't get it, but I would like to suggest my person for this or somebody else's person for that. Listen, Barack Obama was a great example on so many levels. I'm still in love with this man, obviously. But,
right.
You know, he took his rival. He took the person, you know, running against him and built the bridge back and said,
right.
I need your help. I need your help, okay?
Right.
Go with me. Go with me. Be the Secretary of State. Go fix things for me around the world. Help me out here. And she
right.
did, and she was fucking great at it. John Kerry, I don't know if you remember when John Kerry was running for president against George W. Bush.
Oh, I remember very well. I was a Howard Dean fanatic back then, but yes.
I met Howard Dean, love him. He's a great guy. I ran around his Secret Service, too. That's a long story. Anyway, but yes, I mean, we can go to whoever the winner is, and we can say, listen, we would like – congratulations, you're the nominee, but we have some things we would like if you want our support. We would like
right.
a Vice President Warren or an SEC commission, you know, SEC person,
right.
Elizabeth Warren. I want Barack Obama on the Supreme Court. You can do this. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
I want
yeah.
Kamala Harris in the Attorney General. We need a prosecutor to root out the corruption that Trump's going to leave behind.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I can tell you this, though. If either Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, if any of your people are listening, and who knows, because let's face it, there's a lot of weirdos who run in campaigns who like to listen to weirdos like us. But I can tell you one thing. My plan right now for me and a lot of other Elizabeth Warren voters, we've been chatting, and our attitude is that we pledge to vote blue no matter who in November. And in the
yep.
primary, we're still
yep.
going to vote for Elizabeth Warren because we want to give her more bargaining strength at the Democratic convention. However,
yep.
if – either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders were to come out before the end of the primary and say, hey, if you nominate me, my vice president is going to be Elizabeth Warren. My vice president is going to be Kamala Harris. My vice president is going to be Amy Klobuchar. My vice president is going to be Kirsten Gillibrand. You know what? I'll vote for you. I will vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary if he picks a high-quality woman like that as his VP early. I will vote for Joe Biden. I will go fucking door-to-door for either one of them in Ohio
yes.
because we don't vote till the end of the month. I will go door-to-door
yes.
for these people if they say, we need a woman in the executive branch. This is a qualified woman, and I've asked her to run with me, and she's accepted. Congratulations, you won my vote, and you won the vote of just about every other Elizabeth Warren voter out there, even if it's not Liz. So there you go.
Yeah, let's do that, yeah. though. Let's all agree that we're going to support. Listen, we have
yeah.
to support whoever it is. It doesn't – listen, my feelings don't matter, and quite frankly, neither do yours, everybody
right.
listening. Our feelings
right.
don't fucking matter. Because we have a republic to save. So fuck what I wanted. You know, you got to put that aside. We have to deal with things as they are, not as how we wanted them to be. Because we're not all getting our choice here. It's just not happening. So I'm going to join whoever's viable and winning. And that's it. The Republicans hated Trump. But they got in line, and that's why they win. Because even when they can't stand their nominee, they line up behind him, and they give
right.
him support whether they like him or not, with the exception of Mitt Romney. Hail to the Romney. Just saying.
Although
a little love out there for the Romney for trying to do the right thing. But,
he did vote in favor of the Burisma subpoena today. So he backtracked on that. He got a jelly spine on that one.
Oh, okay. I take away my okay to the Romney. Forget it. But at
right,
least he
right.
tried to vote for, you know, removal. I mean, he
exactly.
did do that and got highly ostracized.
Yep.
But
oh, yeah.
okay, you know, But we've got to try to pull it together. We have to play the Republicans at their game. Their game is they're behind their guy, whether or not they friggin' hate him, and I know a lot of them actually hated him. And some of it's fear of Mitch McConnell. I get that. But we have to retire the turtle. The turtle must go home now. Okay?
Yeah.
We gotta get rid of Mitch and we gotta keep it pushing. And we can we're still alive to fight for our liberal ideas. This fight isn't over. It's just starting.
Right.
But we've got to remove the orange Cheeto first.
Right.
Priorities.
And I'll tell you, you know, one of my specialties is pointing out the silver lining. So here's my silver linings here, because I'm going to have to go pretty soon and probably help my son pack his room. Oh, joy. But anyway, I'm good for silver linings. Here's one of the silver linings. Amy McGrath has kicked off her campaign against Mitch McConnell with twice as much money as any challenger to Mitch McConnell has ever had. Every time he does something that is so pro-Trump, she gets another $1 million. She has almost $10 million in the bank. I don't even think Mitch has that much. So Amy McGrath, she's looking good on this. There's a lot of races that, again, I'm hearing more and more rumors that there are going to be more high-profile retirements from the House and a couple from the Senate coming up. I can't say exactly who yet, because if I said who, some of my friends who are giving me inside skinny could probably get in a lot of trouble with their employers. But there's word coming down that there's going to be a couple of high-profile Senate retirements that, I mean, they've already shifted the Senate forecast from a 50-50 status quo to leaning Democratic now. The chances for a Democratic takeover of the Senate are improving, and the chances of the Democrats widening their majority in the House are improving even better. But we're going to see a couple of more high-profile retirements that's going to make the entire Republican Party panic, because if the kind of blue wave hits, and let me tell you, folks, again, silver lining, Super Tuesday voting, South Carolina voting, New Hampshire, Iowa voting, turnout is fucking through the roof. We've had more people voting. We've had as many people voting in this primary right now as half of the country used to total in old primaries. The attendance is through the roof. Democrats are enthusiastic because they're, you know, it's like, fuck, let's get rid of this motherfucker. It's like, so, turnout is through the roof. And I'll tell you, if you want, you know, if your guy's still running in the primary, you want to critique someone else's policies, fine. But if you start circulating the shit that's going to echo into the general, I'm going to shut you down. Let me tell you, I blocked six people who said they're either going that they're going to write in Bernie or vote for Trump, because I'm saying, look, if you don't vote against Trump, it's a vote for Trump. And a vote for Trump is a racist vote. And people are like, I'm not racist. You know what? You're okay with letting a racist stay in office because you're not willing to do what it takes to get him out of there. So it's like, you know, there is no middle ground on this. A vote for anything but the person running against Trump is a vote for Trump, a vote for racism, a vote for xenophobia, a vote for authoritarian dictatorship in this country, a vote for the commoditization of women. But, you know, like I said, so, you know, it's like, don't think I'm going to be all sunshine and roses because I like to do silver lining stuff. I see people being stupid. I'm calling them a racist and blocking them. I'm not debating them anymore. It's like, if you're going to actually do something that could lead to vote to Trump getting another term, I'm just blocking you. You're out of my orbit. I'm getting rid of you because I'm through arguing with idiots. Because you know what? It's like trying to play chess against a pigeon. They're going to shit all over the board and strut around like they want anyway. But I'll tell you, like I said, attendance is through the roof. We've got a huge fundraising tide coming up here. As much as I didn't like Michael Bloomberg, he's following through on his promises. He is restarting his campaign infrastructure that he had built and he had suspended when he quit. And he's going to put them to work in swing states to make sure that the Democratic nominee, no matter who they are, actually they're going to work for them. And here's another little message to Bernie people. When you're spending your time insulting people who don't agree with you, and the billionaire that so many of us hate is spending millions of his dollars to make sure that Trump gets kicked out, guess who looks better? Just a little hint. But anyway, we had Tom Steyer and Mike Bloomberg out. The billionaires are gone, which is good. And they're actually putting their vast resources to work to defeat Trump, which mm-hmm. is also good. We've had, Pete Buttigieg ran a great campaign. He wasn't
yes,
ready
he
for
did.
Prime time. I could see that early on. But, I personally think that Pete Buttigieg could be a great choice for President Biden to make Secretary of State, because the guy can talk to people and the guy can deal with people who radically don't agree with each other, and he can usually get them to talk. At least he showed he could do that when he was mayor. And we've got some great people, and all we have to do is we just have to get a Democrat in the White House. Let's get the dick out of the White House and put the real D in there, okay, a Democrat. Like I said, my dream ticket right now, if Biden's going to be the nominee, I want Vice President Warren, I want Attorney General Kamala Harris, and I want Securities and Exchange Commissioner Bernie Sanders. Put him in charge of fucking Wall Street and let him have his fun. Secretary of State Pete Buttigieg, put Julian Castro, who is the mayor of Houston, put him in charge of housing and urban development, because the guy would be a fucking rock star. And Castro's do well as HUD secretaries. Or also, the one way that I could think that by a non-woman VP pick would be smart is if Castro was the VP. Because let me tell you something. The Republicans in Texas are fucking nervous because of the incredible turnout, especially the turnout by Latinos in the Texas primary on Super Tuesday. There's real talk about Texas going for the Democrats. If we get that kind of turnout again, if the Democrats take Texas, it's lights out for the Republican Party in national politics. There is no way in hell for any Republican to win the presidency without Texas. Nothing. So again, if you want to make sure Trump loses and your candidate lost, give to a Democrat who's running in Texas to turn Texas blue, that kind of stuff. There's an incredible amount of talent, and there's an incredible amount of people that, just really, I think, could help rebuild this country. So even if your person didn't make it as president, maybe you should feel happy for him, because I don't envy the next president's job. It's going to be a fucking bitch and a motherfucker. It's just,
it's going to be a shit show.
It's going to be a shit show.
And I just want to say, listen, I'm not unsympathetic for the folks who are, I'm not unsympathetic to Bernie supporters. I'm not. I know what it feels like to have your heart broken repeatedly. But I understand. And yes, you need time to mourn Elizabeth supporters. We need time to mourn. We need time to, lick our wounds, but there's going to come a time where the rubber hits the road, and we've got to unite. The only way we're going to regain any semblance of a decent America, not even a good America.
Right.
I mean, I love America. That's why I still fucking live here, because I love my country. But we have so much work to do, and it's going to be so hard. So, yes, you want to be mad right now. You want to be sad right now. Bernie supporters, I know you're concerned. Biden supporters, I know you're concerned too. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's worried. Everybody thinks that their person is ideal. None of our people are ideal for different reasons. That's just the truth, okay? I was happy that, listen, I thought an old Jew was going to yell at me, and I'm half Jewish, so I can say that. I didn't mind that an old Jew was going to yell at me for 8 years. I'm good with that. I don't give a shit. I support him. That's fine.
All right.
He's not my first choice, but okay. I got to do what I got to do. We all got to do what we got to do. So let's be sad. Let's take another few weeks and cry and moan about it. Okay. But listen, when the time comes, you've got to fall in line. There's no other way we're going to get rid of Trump. There's no other way, period. That's it. Done.
Right. And I also got to say, too, that – I really think that the progressive movement beyond this point, since it looks like we're going to have another centrist as a nominee, the progressive movement at this point needs to step back and we need to assess. Because the reason why we're not winning these races, these national races, people can win individual races like AOC. She's a hardcore progressive. She won her race. We're not winning in the larger part of the party because the progressive movement is still too white. And it's still too male. We need to expand our base. Bernie thought that he could get the nomination without seriously appealing to non-Gen Z, non-millennial black voters but he was counting on Kamala Harris and Cory Booker staying in the race until Super Tuesday, splitting the black vote between them, denying it to Biden. And if that had happened, Bernie would have won a whole shit ton of states on Super Tuesday. But Harris and Booker dropped out weeks ago. It gave plenty of time for the black vote to realign to Biden. Bernie never really made a case for it. Actually, neither did Pete Buttigieg. They never really made a case for it. Liz Warren tried, but she was so busy just trying to get fucking airtime that news reports were even leaving her out as a poll choice for president. But, it's like we have to expand the movement. The Democratic Party is 50% non-Caucasian. So if, there is no way that we are ever going to win unless we expand our base, and we're not going to expand our base by berating people into joining. We're going to do it by convincing them to join. But you know what? It's worth it to build stuff because, I was talking about how I was a Howard Dean fanatic, okay, during the 2004 race. I was all in for Howard Dean, okay? I was as passionate about Howard Dean as people you and I know are passionate about Bernie Sanders, okay? And I'll tell you, when Howard Dean lost the nomination in 2004, he went to work as head of the DNC. He instituted a little thing called the 50-state strategy, which helped elect a guy named Barack Obama 4 years later in 2008. And one of the things that Howard Dean wanted more than anything was health care reform. Well, the mechanism that he built to elect Barack Obama led to the Affordable Care Act, a great first start on the way to real health care reform. So, he took his disappointment. He took his loss. He didn't wallow in it. He didn't get bitter. He got busy. So that's my words to people. Okay. Don't get bitter. Get busy. Because if he could build from the ashes of defeat something that could help elect somebody who was going to champion his most passionate subject, then any of us can. And, we can do it on our local level. We can elect progressives to our state governments. Remember, folks, anything that the federal government doesn't do is taken care of at your state level. So if you want to have real reform, you cannot focus on just Washington. That kind of thing. So that would say, that is my call word to people out there tonight. I've always said before, make sure you take time to take care of yourself. I'm going to do that now. Yep. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to smoke a big ass fucking pipe and mellow out after my ranting. But my words to everybody there is don't get bitter, get busy. We still got work to do.
Right on. All right, my friend.
And with
I have to run.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I will see you next month.
Thank you.
And I will have all kinds of new fun updates for everybody out there. And I'm even going to have a special giveaway I'm going to do to promote the Sorceress, but I'll tell you guys about that next month.
Right on. Taliesin Govindan, always wonderful. Have a wonderful night, and we will see you next month.
See everybody. Party on, folks. And I'll see you next time. Same bat time, same bat station. Taliesin out.
All right. Okay, guys. I know I was pretty heavy-handed tonight, but think about it. We really do need to band together. It's important. It's the only way we're going to win. And getting rid of Trump has to be our priority above everything else. I love you guys to death. We will be back on tomorrow
with Diana Rachel and talking about urban magic. Very excited about this. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Sis and I will be back on looking for you. Have a wonderful night. Don't forget about Mystic South. It is coming up in July in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Check out the Mystic South conference page. Also, please support The Wild Hunt. It is the pagan paper of record. We need to keep as much real journalism as we possibly can. Love you guys. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.